The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome to the royal planet of Tria. I have been patiently awaiting your arrival.
It has been a long time since we have set foot on this ancient soil.
And it is my pleasure to welcome the Harbin Imperium home. Welcome, Harbin Alpha. Welcome to your destiny.
Destiny? Yes. As it is destined. The soil and the seas of Tria will once again run red with blood.
Doctor Who, Purity, Part 5. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Velna, I'm surprised to see you here.
I am still charged with looking after you.
No. You were charged with becoming my friend, to gain my confidence, to find out why I'm really here on Tria. Isn't that the truth?
Look, Amara, it may have started like that.
Oh, now you're gonna tell me it's all changed? That you actually care about me? Don't waste your breath. I'm not a fool, Velna.
Please, listen to me, Amara. I don't know why. But yes, I feel compelled to help you in whatever you came here to accomplish.
I just don't know if I can believe that, Velna.
You can.
All right. You know this palace very well, I take it.
Yes, of course.
Then you know where the secret passages are.
Jip, why did you leave Snuff behind?
I'm sorry, Snuff. I never really do that. Not completely behind.
Are you sure?
Not for good. Snuff and I look out for each other. I wouldn't leave Tria without Snuff.
Where are the others? Snuff's friend, Braxa, and your doctor?
Probably in the thick of things by now, knowing those two. I must get back to them.
No, Grey. Very dangerous to be wandering alone now.
What do you mean?
It's very dangerous out in the streets. It is coming.
It? What do you mean, Snuff?
Revolution!
Sergeant, you know what she did to Jardin, don't you? Or did she even bother to tell you? I'll tell you what she did to him. She killed him in cold blood. She'd kill any of us.
Shut up, Braxa! You're just trying to wriggle your way out of this.
Hello there. Now, if I were you, I'd drop your weapon, young man.
I'll take that, Sergeant. Thank you.
Hit him rather hard, don't you think, eh?
That's considerably less than he was going to do to me.
Well, now, luckily, he'll live.
Luckily? What's your game, Doc?
I don't play games, my boy. Not with life, anyway. Right. Now, look. I've saved your life. Now you're going to help me, eh? I need to find Amara and get her out of here.
What about Jalea? I still owe her.
Oh, I understand your feelings. But trust me, Her crimes will find their own punishments in time.
Not all of us have your faith, Doctor.
My faith lies within myself and my abilities. I'm sure you have some, eh?
Huh?
Abilities, young man. You clearly have some. Now, are you going to help me or not?
What are you talking about, Snuff? Revolution?
The people of Tria are not happy. We haven't been for a long time.
But what's going on here?
Snuff doesn't understand it at all. Snuff just knows that a revolution is coming. Today.
Do you know anything about this, Jip?
I wasn't aware it was going to begin today. But most Trians know about it. It's been brewing for a while.
But why? Why are Treans so unhappy they're willing to revolt against the monarchy?
You don't know about the Betas, the Gammas, and the Alphas, do you?
I'm sorry, but I don't. Won't you tell me about them?
As much as I can, yes.
Jip is smart. He knows much. That is why he is more than Beta.
More than Beta? What does that mean?
I live amongst the Betas, but my parents were Alphas. They were technicians, like all Alphas.
And Jip has the technician's gift of knowledge. He is not stupid, like poor old Snuff.
But you're not stupid, Snuff. Not to me.
This has to do with the class system here on Tria, right?
Yes. It's a triad system. The Alphas are the thinkers and technicians. We may hold on to our ancient traditions here on Tria, but as you've seen, we're a very advanced people.
Yes, I see that. You have spaceflight, yet your guards walk around in armor carrying swords. It's very odd.
It may seem odd. But it's quaint.
I dare say, but go on. You were explaining your class system.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The Gammas are the spiritual ones, and the educators. They tend to the temples and teach our people about the laws, as laid down at the beginning of times by the goddess Moncala.
Okay, and the Betas?
Snuff is a Beta.
Yes. Betas are the worker class. They are kept stupid and uneducated by the Alphas and the Gammas.
You know, all this is starting to sound just a little bit familiar. I'm sorry, go on, Jip.
Yes, Jip. Tell her about the revolution.
Well, the Betas want to be allowed to improve themselves, to better themselves in life, to learn to read and to write. But the Alphas don't want them to.
And the Gammas?
They really don't want this to happen, because they think that if the Betas were to ever rise up, that the goddess will rise in anger and destroy the world. There's a prophecy about this in the Book of Moncala.
I see. But the Betas aren't paying this prophecy any heed.
No, not at all.
And now they intend to fight for their rights.
Yes. Yes. Today.
Oh no. And we're right in the middle of the battlefield.
You seem to know your way around these passages very well, my lady. Have you been here before?
No, never.
Then where are you taking us?
It's here somewhere. Close.
But if you do not know where we are heading, how?
It's here! This is where I need to be.
But there is nothing there. It's only a wall.
Oh no, it's far more than that.
That medallion, what are you going to do with it?
Just watch and learn, Velna.
I don't believe it. What is this place?
Come inside and you'll see.
This place is empty, Doctor.
Ah, look at this! A secret passage! Now we're getting somewhere.
You think Amara went in there?
Doesn't it stand to reason? Oh, think about it. The very person we're looking for doesn't happen to be in her room, yet a doorway to a secret passage is standing wide open.
What do we do now, then?
We follow her, of course.
It's magnificent. It looks like a temple.
That's exactly what it is, Velna.
But how did you know it was here?
I felt it calling to me.
Calling you?
Don't you see? I was destined to find this place.
Yes. Yes, I think you were.
These passages could run for miles, Doc. What can you hope to achieve down here?
We must find Amara.
And how do you know she's even down here?
It's a little thing called instinct. You might try using that instead of your fists sometime, you know. And my instincts are rather wrong, young man. So come along. I have a hunch we're getting close.
Well, what have you learned from your people? Will they attack the Royal Guard today?
Yes, yes, they will. They are preparing for war even now.
Wonderful. I am stuck right here in the middle of it all. Where's Jip?
Jip's not here.
No, I thought he was with you.
Oh, no. Jip has too much curiosity.
What does that mean?
Jip talked about your doctor and Snuff's friend Braxa. Jip didn't like being left out. Snuff thinks Jip may have gone to the palace to find Snuff's friend Braxa and your doctor.
Just great! I came here to keep the boy safe, and what do? I lose him. Brilliant, Grey. Right. We must go after him, Snuff.
No! No, Grey. We mustn't. It's too late now. Battle is set to begin any time.
Shh! Did you hear something? I thought I heard voices.
I don't hear any voices, Doc, but I do hear footsteps. Someone's coming this way from behind us.
Quickly, let's hide. It could be the Royal Guard. If we're caught down here, I wouldn't like to think what they'll do to us. Come on! Jip?
Ah! You almost scared the life out of me. Don't do that! I may be young, but I could still have a heart attack, you know?
Great, this is all we need. I thought Grey was supposed to take you back to Snuff's hut.
She did. But that doesn't mean I had any plans to stay there.
Oh, you slipped away, eh?
Well, yeah. When she wasn't looking. Believe me, she's too scared right now to notice.
Scared? What does she have to be afraid of?
Look, does this matter?
Well, of course it matters, young man. What is happening, Jip, my boy?
Well, you see, there is going to be a sort of a war.
A war?
We need a bit more to go on, my boy.
Well, it's like this. The Betas are about to revolt against the Alphas. It's been brewing for a long time. Well, I knew if I was going to get out of there, I had to come now. I mean, I couldn't miss this.
How did you find us?
I slipped a Mia Sun tracker in your pocket when you weren't looking.
Well, very clever. You know, that's exactly the sort of mischief I got up to at your age.
Oh, I'm very pleased you're amused, Doctor, but can we send this kid on his way?
Braxa, you know, Jip here could come in handy in a tight situation. Clever lad that he is, eh? Yes.
You mean I can come with you?
Well, I don't see any harm in it at this point. I mean, after all, you are already here.
I don't believe this. Look, you do what you want, Doc. I'm out of here.
Eh? What are you on about now, young man?
It looks to me like you and the kid have things well in hand. I have other things to do. See you around, Doc.
Oh, at least do me the favor of checking up on Grey.
I'll think about it.
What a pain that guy is.
Never mind about him. We have work to do, Jip, eh? Come along, my boy.
Yes!
Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
Not now, Chancellor.
But it is urgent, Highness. Your son is back, and he has brought visitors.
What do you want about now, Vor? Order! We must have order! Dera, what is the meaning of this?
I was trying to tell you, Your Highness.
Quiet, Vor. Who are you? What is the meaning of this intrusion?
So you are Queen Athena.
Yes. What of it?
You will bow down to your rightful masters. You will bow down to me.
The Queen of Tria bows to no one.
No, no, help me, my queen!
Chancellor Vor! You killed him!
We will do the same to everyone in this room, unless you bow to the Harbin Imperium.
You will bear witness as I fulfill my destiny, and then you will serve me, Velna.
Go on. Place the medallion into the slot.
Wait, Amara! Don't do it!
Doctor? But you don't look like the doctor!
Oh, it's me! I've regenerated. I told you about regeneration. Look, there's no time to explain, Amara. Just please wait there a moment. Don't do anything.
But what are you doing here?
You mustn't listen to her, Amara. If I'm right, by doing what she suggests, you will be committing suicide for this whole world.
Stay out of this, Time Lord.
What's happening, Doctor?
You may just regret joining me after all, Jim.
Do it, child. Fulfill your destiny by placing the medallion into its rightful place.
Doctor?
Don't listen to her, Amara. She's trying to lead you into her trap. It's a web of deceit, my dear.
You see far too much, Doctor.
Well, now, I only see what is right before my eyes, what is just beneath the surface. You know, this looks suits you. It's a great improvement since the last time we met.
Doctor, what are you talking about?
It seems I'm not the only one who has changed faces recently. My, but you've made an amazing recovery since Mandor, I must say. Dr. Borsch.
What?
You thought you'd seen the end of me, Doctor. But you have arrived just in time to witness my rebirth.
Bow to me or die, Queen of Tria.
If you kill me, there will be mass chaos across all of the Trian colonies.
Tria will again be ours.
Again. Thena?
You have not shared your planet's history with your guests.
We do not air our dirty laundry in public. Kill me if you must, but I will never bow to you and your kind.
Atrian with spirit. You may have your uses yet. Take her away. Take all of them away. We will deal with them in due course.
Braxa! You scared the life out of me. Oh, but boy, am I glad to see you.
May I ask what you're doing, Gray?
I'm hugging you, you big oaf.
May I ask why?
Maybe I was just happy to see a friendly... Well, never mind. Look, where is the doctor? Have you seen Jip? What about Amara?
I can only answer one question at a time, Lady Gray. Jip is fine. The doctor is fine. As for Amara, I have no idea. I didn't stick around long enough to find out.
But why? Why did you leave them, Braxa?
I don't know. I felt like a fifth wheel, I suppose. Useless. The doctor and that kid are getting on like a Haxan mountain goat who's just found its felnip.
I have no idea what you just said.
That's because you haven't gotten out enough.
Look, we need to get out of here. This place is about to erupt. The natives are decidedly unfriendly at the moment.
And you think the way I talk is confusing?
The Trian people are about to revolt against the monarchy, Braxa.
What, are they stupid? Look, I just came from the palace, and I can tell you these people have bigger problems.
What do you mean?
There are these monsters, reptilian creatures. They've taken over the palace. I was lucky to get out. Fortunately, I've been trained in stealthy escapes.
Reptiles? What are they like?
I don't know. Big, brown, and ugly. They were wearing uniforms with a sort of symbol on them. It was like a big scaly bird with teeth.
Oh no.
You know them?
It sounds like harbingers to me.
What? Are you trying to convince me that some old space legend is true? Give me a break.
We haven't time to debate it, Braxa. Snuff. Thank goodness.
Are you gonna hug him too now?
Shut up, Braxa. Snuff, we need your help.
Snuff will do what he can.
You have to convince your people to call off this attack. We have bigger problems.
Snuff is confused.
Okay, listen up. I'll try to explain what I mean and what my plans are.
Amara, come away from there.
I don't think so, Doctor.
Still hiding behind your god, Borsch?
It can still inflict mortal damage, don't you forget.
Now, you really do disappoint me. You know you have so much potential. You could do such good with the knowledge you possess.
Science is only the beginning, Doctor. There are greater forces at play in the universe.
Forces? Power? Is that all you think about? The Time Lords promised you power, and you took the bait, didn't you? I thought you were better than that when I first met you, Borsch. But you soon disappointed me, like all of your kind. Megalomaniacs, you have no scope of imagination, do you, eh?
I should have killed you back in the mines of Mandor, Doctor.
Stop this!
The mouse that roared. What do you want, girl?
You just don't understand, do you, Borsch? You're so blind.
I'm blind? You pathetic little half-breed. If not for me, you wouldn't even be here.
You may think that you are pulling my strings, controlling my destiny, but the truth is quite the opposite.
Amara?
You are pathetic, girl.
You're just a worm beneath my feet, crawling, wriggling, so self-assured, but in truth, you're nothing. I can step on you at any time, wiping that smug look off your pathetic face. What do you think this medallion is? Do you think that this is the lost chamber of Mancala?
What else could it be?
You're such a fool, Borsch.
You will wait here.
Who are these creatures, Thena?
You overstep yourself, Lord Hannes. Address me as your majesty or Queen Thena.
I hardly think it's time for social graces. I think you know these creatures. Now I want some answers.
So there is something the mighty Time Lords do not know.
Have I ever said that we knew everything? So much is at stake, Thena. You must tell me what is going on here. If we can't rely on each other now, then our long alliance has truly been for nothing.
Now that the Harbin have returned, old alliances and pacts mean very little, Lord Hannes.
That was a timely rescue. Who are you?
The name's Braxa. I'm with her.
My name is Grey. We're here to help you against your invaders.
Do you know these creatures? What are they?
Some call them Harbingers, and I think they mean to take over your world, and a good many others.
Then the people of Trier will rise up against them. We were expecting a fight today, just not from outside forces. We should have guessed the Queen's feeble plan to invite these aliens to our world would end up this way. Not to worry. We have an army.
You can count me in too, little brother.
I don't fight alongside traitors.
The Striker men shall stand side by side and fight this day.
Julian! Am I glad to see you. Is Amara okay? Have you seen her?
The last time I saw her, she was hurting, but she was all right.
Hurting?
There is no time to explain. We must ready our forces for battle.
Well, you're not going to be alone in this fight.
What do you mean, Grey?
The Betas will be joining you. We're arranging it even now.
The Betas want to fight us. What makes you think they'll join us for this new battle?
I told you, it's being arranged as we speak.
All the peoples of Tria will fight together now, my son. It is the way it should be.
Kala, listen. I know you hate me, and maybe you have good reason. But you win. You are the leader of our people's army. You've earned that right. You've been here, you've trained with these men. Your place is here, leading them to protect Tria. And if you want me to leave, I shall do so.
My sons, you both do me proud. Come, let's fight these monsters together!
They're leaving without us.
Then I suggest we get it in gear and catch up. Oh, you'll need a weapon.
Yes, I suppose I will.
Come on, you can have one of mine.
Thanks, Braxa.
Now let's go, Lady Grey. Don't worry, I'll watch your back.
You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you?
Maybe I would.
This is what I've been seeking all my life. And it took spending a year with you to realize this destiny. A destiny that's always been mine.
You are quite insane, wretched girl. I see I wasted my efforts on you. I even thought you could come to serve me faithfully, willingly someday. But now I see how truly feeble you are.
You may mock me now, but soon you'll see just what you've led me to.
What are you talking about, girl?
In the year I spent with you, I was able to look over the ancient texts you were hiding.
You what?
Oh yes, I found them. I found them and studied them, as well as the old maps within. While you were searching for the secret chamber of Mancala, I discovered something else. Something more. This chamber. The lost temple of Laniera.
What?
That's right, Borsch. We are not standing within Mancala's chamber of power, but in Laniera's chamber of enchantment. When I place my medallion within this slot, I will have her power, and her soul will again be released within me.
Again? What does she mean, Doctor?
I think she refers to our stop on Lexos. It's a story for another time. Right now, we must stop this, if we can.
No one can stop it, Time Lords. The time of arising is now!
No. Stop, or I will shoot you, Armara.
I have been touched by Laniera. Your primitive weapons can't harm me.
We shall see.
Borsch! No!
You have been listening to Doctor Who Purity, Part 5. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance. Steve Anderson as Prince Dara, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Harbin Alpha, Rachel Rumler as Amara, Laura Post as Velna, Jeff Niles as Snuff, David Ramsey as Jip, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Kyle Hebert as Braxa, Shannon Gaffney as Sergeant, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Joel Nisbet as Chancellor Gore, Julie Hoverson as Queen Thena, Victoria Gordon as Dr. Borsch, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Harbin Lieutenant, David Ault as Lord Hannes, Shane Harris as Kala, Phil Colvin as Julian, and Russell Gold as Juna. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, and stock music was also used. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character Grey, which was created by Kyle Bors, who retains all rights to that character. Special thanks go out to Ron Smith, Kyle Bors, Aurora McPherson, and James Lieber. Without their participation along the way, none of this would be possible. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamroundsite.com
And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for part 6 of Purity, coming your way soon from Dreamwell Enterprises. The story of Purity, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2017, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your continued support.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.